Chief Cultural Officer Anthony Tibbles said the activities which have been held thus far to observe National Heroes and Heritage Month have been a huge success. Mr. Tibbles said, while the activities are continuing to achieve the objective of educating Vincentians about the country's heritage, more can be done in this regard as behavioral change takes time.
The programs are reaching people. They are still in the process of development. You have to remember that when you look at history and you look at change and you look at growth, that it takes a while for information to move from intellectual understanding to behavioral change, for it to move from appreciation to pride. I think that all of these programs are helping Vincentians to see their worth by taking up an appreciation of we have something of importance. And I look forward to several other programs that will help with the understanding of where we're coming from and that St. Vincent has value.
Mr. Tibbles also commended the organizations which have been working tirelessly in educating Vincentians about their heritage. He is also encouraging more Vincentians to learn about the country's history, which will help to strengthen their national pride.
I would like to encourage our citizens to take the opportunities to learn more about our history, to enjoy the specialness of being Vincentian, and to join our various celebrations. We often applaud and are very moved when we visit a country like Jamaica, and we feel the pride of the Jamaicans in being Jamaican. Well, a similar thing applies to ourselves here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. When somebody comes to visit St. Vincent and the Grenadines, those persons would like to have that same experience that we have when we go elsewhere, of feeling that the population that we are visiting has an appreciation of its identity.
Chief Cultural Officer Anthony Tibbles. Meanwhile, Vincentians are of the view that the activities which are being held as part of National Heroes and Heritage Month are a positive start, and more can be done to build on these successes.
It helped me to understand really the roots that this really, really come from. Because, you know, in our days, we didn't know nothing about this. But now we get to understand fully what is really heritage.
Cultural aspects like what we just had in Fancy recently, what we usually have at Heritage Square, and those sort of things do help in keeping our identity alive and to inform those persons who are not familiar with the history of the country.
I think it's something good. It's sensitizing the young people now, because we older ones, we are really blind to this. So now this is something that coming forward, and I think it's good.
More or less, Vincentians have embraced the idea of acknowledging the contributions of our folk parents, especially the ones who did outstandingly, and they want to hold on to what they stood for, but also what has emerged as the Vincentian culture.
Vincentians voicing their opinions on the issue of National Heroes and Heritage Month. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.